Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Tombari Sibe. I'm a computer engineer and education enthusiast, and I'm your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Iyensunwike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Greetings to the good people of River State and welcome to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show.
Please remember the words of the late Kofi Annan, former UN Secretary General, and I quote, "Literacy is a bridge from misery to hope," unquote. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations International Literacy Day, celebrated globally today, September the 8th. Since the year 1967, International Literacy Day celebrations have taken place annually around the world to remind the public of the importance of literacy as a matter of dignity and human rights, and to advance the literacy agenda towards a more literate and sustainable society. Today, worldwide, 750 million young people and adults still cannot read and write, and among them, two-thirds are women. According to the UNESCO Director General, Ms. Audrey Azoulay, and I quote, "Literacy is the first step towards freedom, towards liberation from social and economic constraints. It is the prerequisite for development, both individual and collective. It reduces poverty and inequality, creates wealth, and helps to eradicate problems of nutrition and public health," unquote. In today's world, globalization and fast advancing digital technology are transforming ways in which people work, live, and learn, and are generating new skills demand and lifelong learning needs. They are also influencing ways in which education and learning are organized and managed, involving multiple actors, including governments, NGOs, communities, and the private sector. For this year's theme, Literacy and Skills Development, skills refer to knowledge skills and competences required for employment, careers, and livelihoods, particularly technical and vocational skills, along with transferable skills and digital skills. As provided in a 2012 UNESCO report, furthermore, the Sustainable Development Goals, also called the SDGs, have generated new impetus for collective efforts to address skills challenges and skills mismatch as universal issues. In our homes, schools, places of worship, communities, we must emulate the global approach of addressing the skills gap and improving literacy beyond the traditional knowledge to read and write. And today, we acknowledge all Rivers institutions, agencies, NGOs and organizations who have adopted such initiatives to better empower people for sustenance and growth. River Ethics honors you as you lay the foundation for feasible sustainable development in our dear state. Our guest speaker today is Engineer Robinson Tombari Sibe, an information technology specialist, and he will be sharing with us his insights on the theme. Please enjoy the episode. And do not forget to put the lessons learned to very good use. As smart Rivers people, remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is River Ethics on Radio, and I am Tomba Isibe, your host for today. Today I will be speaking on the International Literacy Day. Now, the International Literacy Day is celebrated annually on the 8th of September, which is today every year. Now, this date was proclaimed and adopted at the 14th session of UNESCO's General Conference in 1966 to remind the international community of the importance of literacy for individuals, communities, and societies, and the need for intensified efforts towards more literate societies. This year's theme is Literacy and Skills Development. This year's theme was carefully selected to stimulate the push for increased literacy rates as well as acquisition of vital skills that will improve the quality of life and sustainable living. The day focuses on skills and competences required for employment, careers, and livelihood, particularly technical and vocational skills, along with transferables and digital skills, as according to the UNESCO website. Now, what is literacy? On the surface of it, the word appears to be easy and not complex. However, a deeper look at the etymology and the application of it makes it a bit complex than it sounds. And by the way, the definition of it has evolved over the years with evolving understanding of the world and evolving complexities. Now, there are different factors that influence people's understanding of the world, such as educational research, institutional agenda, and national context, cultural values, and personal experiences. And all of this is according to the UNESCO definition of the word. In the context of this program, we shall adopt a simple definition of the ability to read and write, and a broader definition of being knowledgeable or educated in a particular field. Now, literacy skills include reading, writing, oral skills, and numeracy skills, etc. So, literacy and the international community. Let's look at the concept of literacy and the international community. According to UNICEF, UNICEF is United Nations Children's Fund. In a survey done in 2016, there are about 102 million youths, that's between the ages of 15 to 24, which is the UNICEF definition of youth, that are illiterate globally. Now, out of this number, the female population has the higher figure with 58 million, while the male population is about 44 million. UNESCO, which is the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, has been at the forefront of promoting literacy in the Committee of Nations. Following the end of the Second World War, UNESCO recognized a wide range of skills, including the acquisition of literacy as fundamental aspects of individual developments and human rights. One of the key aspects of the policies promoted was in the funding and prioritization of education. Now, that's at the level of government, by the way. Now, in 2002, the United Nations, in Resolution 56116, acknowledged the place of literature at the heart of lifelong learning, affirming that literacy is crucial to the acquisition by every child, youth, and adult of essential life skills that enable them to address the challenges they can face in life, and represents an essential step in basic education, which is an indispensable means for the effective anticipation in the societies and economies of the 21st century. Now, goal 4 of the Sustainable Development Goal is provision of access to universal quality education. Now, education is a vehicle for literacy. Now, quality education was identified as a foundation for achieving sustainable development. Therefore, any nation that seeks to promote sustainable development must provide access to quality education and, by inference, increase the literacy rates. Sustainable Development Goal 4 has one of the targets as ensuring all young people achieve literacy and numeracy, and that adults who lack these skills are given the opportunity to acquire them. So it's not something that's restricted to only young people, even adults, because there is this correlation between parents, illiterate parents, having a high propensity or high likelihood to have illiterate children as well. Now, let's come back home a bit to look at literacy rates in Nigeria. Now, despite several efforts made over the years, the literacy rate in Nigeria remains a serious concern, particularly the northern states of serious concern, as we would see. In a report by the Guardian newspaper of 24th July 2007, The literacy rate of Yobe State was put at a paltry 7.2%. Now, what this means is that only 7.2% of the population can read and write. Now, let's put it in another context. Yobe State has an estimated 1.4 million population. The implication of this is that just about less than 102,000 people can actually read and write in that state. Now, that is quite disturbing. Others with such disturbing figures are Zamfara State with 19.16%, Katsina State with 10.36%, Sokoto State with 15.01%, Bauchi State with 19.26%, Kebbi State with 20.56%, and Niger State with 22.88%. The southern states are relatively better, with Imo topping the charts with 96.43% literacy rates. Now, others are Lagos with 96.30%, Ekiti 95.79%, and Rivers State 95.76%, Abia State 94.24%, Anambra 92.11%, Osun State 90.5%, and the Cross River 89%. Now, these figures clearly show a widening gulf between both regions in terms of the literacy rate. However, if you juxtapose with the revenue received, literacy rate is not necessarily directly proportional to the revenue generated. Otherwise, Imo State will not be on top of the ranking. Therefore, while availability of funds is fundamental, there are other key issues such as policy formulation, prioritization, etc. Now, there are studies that show the relationship between literacy and development, literacy and industrialization, literacy and poverty, literacy and health, literacy and unemployment. Therefore, Nigeria as a state should be worried by these poor figures. The UNESCO Program Advisor on Education in Nigeria, Dr. Mohammed Al-Khali, stated that about 65 million Nigerians are illiterate. 65, he said. 65 million. Now, let's take another look at this figure again. 65 million. What does that figure mean to you? To put it in context, there are more illiterate persons in Nigeria than the combined population of Gabon, Namibia, Jamaica, Uruguay, Croatia, Ireland, Liberia, Norway, Congo, Denmark, Singapore, Lebanon put together. That's 12 countries. Let me explain that again. The total number of illiterates in Nigeria is much more than the entire population of those 12 countries I just mentioned. Isn't that disturbing? With the number at over 10 million, the number of out-of-school children in Nigeria is greater than the combined population of Estonia, Equatorial Guinea, Guinea-Bissau, Gambia, Lesotho put together. Now, with the number at 35 million, the total number of adult illiterates, now this is for adult illiterates now, not inclusive of youth, just pure adults, which is people above 18 years. The total number of illiterates in Nigeria is more than the entire population of Saudi Arabia. This should be a national emergency. It should be cause for concern. It should be, in fact, a national security issue that we have this much illiterates in the country. Now, by the way, Nigeria is not the only country struggling with illiteracy. Even the developed world are also battling with it. The fact that they speak English, it doesn't mean that there are no illiterates there. Now, in an article in the Washington Post, it was stated that approximately 32 million adults in the United States can't read, according to the United States Department of Education and the National Institute of Literacy. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development found that 50% of U.S. adults can read a book written at 8th grade level. Wow. All right, so let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Hello? Mama dey, ma. They know they spoil picking like this. If you do bad thing, tell them one time. If you leave your picking till it spoil finish, well, what happens, Gary be that too? No let your girl picking turn waka jube. Na so other people go dey curse you. See him picking. Na so man is sabi. Book no gree enter head again. But if you just see money, I go turn. He good so. Or that one when they talk same and not plenty. So therefore, na rush, then go the rush the one when they, I beg, na bad life be that. Every woman get man. Na true, I tell you so. if woman put head for ground, opening eye and ear well, to riboku. Make una hold una pikin with a strong handle so that then go be better people.
You're welcome back. This is River Ticks, and my name is Tombari Sibe, your host for today. I've been speaking on the International Literacy Day, which is usually celebrated today, September 8th every year. So let's look at literacy and other development indicators. Literacy and unemployment, what's the relationship? A study conducted by UNESCO clearly shows a direct proportionality between illiteracy and unemployment. That is, you have a higher unemployment rate amongst illiterates. They are less likely to be employed, and when they do, they get paid less. At best, they are condemned to low quality jobs. We all know the dangers of unemployment, don't we? In fact, high unemployment rates have very serious national security implications. Illiteracy and poverty. Again, there is a direct relationship between illiteracy and poverty. Though low illiteracy rates will most likely produce or suggest high poverty rates. Most of the states in the top 10 poverty index in Nigeria all have very disturbing literacy rates. Without the education, your chances of economic empowerment is greatly reduced. Illiteracy and crime. Due to the difficult conditions and minimal opportunities available to illiterates, there is a relationship between crime and illiteracy, studies have shown. In a study by the Literacy Policing Project, which is a project in Canada, the following statistics corroborates that. 1. Offenders are 3 times likely as the rest of the population to have literacy problems. This data was gotten from research in Canada. 79 of 100 people entering Canadian correctional facilities don't have their high school diploma. 65 of 100 people entering correctional facilities have less than a grade 8 education or level of literacy skills. Now let's look at another concept, the concept of functional literacy. The term was first defined by William S. Gray for UNESCO as the training of adults to meet independently the reading and writing demands placed upon them. According to the encyclopedia.com, the phrase describes those approaches to literacy which stress the acquisition of appropriate verbal, cognitive, and computational skills to accomplish practical ends in culturally specific settings. There are those who can actually read and write, but not well enough beyond the basic level. They can read, but not enough to secure proper employment or means of livelihood. They are functionally illiterate. And you could agree with me if you look around, there are a lot of people like that around us. They can read, write, but not good enough. Literacy and skills development. As earlier stated, this year's theme is literacy and skills development. Now, according to the United Nations, this year's theme explores integrated approaches that simultaneously support the development of literacy and skills to ultimately improve people's lives and work and contribute to equitable and sustainable societies. The day focuses on skills and competencies required for employment, careers, and livelihoods, particularly technical and vocational skills, along with transferable skills and digital skills. As we join the world in celebration, let's reflect on this and take an introspective look back home. Literacy needs to go beyond just the ability to read and write, to acquiring functional skills for livelihood. How many do we have that can be described accurately as functionally literate? What are we doing as a people, community, and state to promote functional literacy? How are we promoting technical and vocational education? How equipped are our technical colleges and polytechnics? What are we doing to equip our youths with skills for the 21st century? Remember, the theme for this year is not just about literacy now, but literacy and technical skills. So, government needs to play a pivotal role in this, and one of such commendable efforts is the RiffTech Creek. Only recently, 600 kids between the ages of 9 to 12 were trained in coding, design, and robotics in the Code Germinators junior program. Another 600 were trained in coding, design, and robotics also in the junior category, that's a teen category. Another 100 are being trained as database administrators. Now, these are the kind of literacy schemes we should be promoting, and I hope they can expand on this to accommodate more intakes and as well as more skill sets, because literacy, like we said, should go beyond just reading and writing to acquiring skill sets for the 21st century, skill set that can improve your chances of employment, that can make you more employable, that can make you an entrepreneur and as well as a solution provider. So, what are the other things we can do? Government needs to constantly rework the policy framework to accommodate current realities. Government must continue to fund education and equip more schools with functional laboratories, libraries, learning aids, etc. Even the curriculum must be reworked to equip our people, equip our children, equip our students, equip our youth with skills, functional skills that will make them functionally literate. There's a high likelihood that illiterate parents will produce illiterate children. Therefore, educational policies should also target adults, that's illiterate adults now, as well as children. Communities should promote education amongst indigents. Cultures that discourage education should be abolished. Government and society should create incentives for education. Government and stakeholders can come up with innovative schemes to promote literacy. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, another one, don't tell it. You think say God day, therefore you no go work. My friend, not deceive yourself. Work not they fall from up. Something for do full ground. It no matter how small the thing be, hungry no go quench you. Lie, lie. Not just stand out there like a burra when water don't bury full. Then when night reach, work go land your domot. But where? You waste time. You must work hard so that workies go boku. Which month they won't take a talk and say, as you big rich, so you not fit do one better thing. Wait till you not the shame. Try and make your life better. Go find work. Go find work. Go find work, do.
Welcome back. This is River Ethics. My name is Tombari Sibe, your host for today. So we've been looking at the International Literacy Day. And like I said earlier, this day is celebrated every 8th of September every year. And this year's theme is Literacy and Skills Development. Now this year's theme was actually carefully selected to stimulate the push and look at simultaneous approach to fostering literacy as well as building skills and building capacity for 21st century living. Now, the right to quality education is fundamental and in fact should be treated as a fundamental human right. Literacy should not be negotiated. It's a given. It's something that should be given to everyone. Don't deprive that child of this gift of literacy. You can travel the world on pages of books, and I did that as a kid. I read books about the Second World War, the First World War. I read books about Winston Churchill. I read books about Paris. I read books about New York. I traveled these cities on the pages of books as a child, long before I ever had the opportunity to do so as an adult. Now, the ability to write could save you a lot. I once attended a presentation by the Legible London team. Now, this was a project aimed at making the roads and streets of London legible. That is, marked and labeled properly so you can read your way to your destination without asking any questions. Imagine how an illiterate will miss out on this project because he can't read. No matter how bold the sign is, he can't see that this is Moscow Road. He can't see that this is Olubasanjo Road. He can't see that this is Lagos bus stop. He's as good as being blind, even though he has eyes. Once more, my friends, thank you for listening to this program. We urge all stakeholders, government, private sector, to join in the quest and join in the push to entrench literacy, to promote literacy, so that we have 100% literacy rate. Thank you and God bless.
Dear friends, this is the match we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.